There were very high levels of violence, and we didn't think that the staff there were managing behaviour well. They weren't doing the kind of things that you would look for in a good school, for instance, which was challenging bad behaviour, very consistently and not letting people get away with things on the one hand. And on the other hand, they weren't praising good behaviour enough either and providing enough incentives. Because of the bad behaviour, they were actually locking boys up down in their cells for long periods of time, which meant they weren't getting to the education and the other sorts of activities that would help them on release. So there were some real concerns, despite some improvement.
Sure, and many people would say the violence is a huge concern in a prison in itself, but focusing on the age of those inside, that's obviously a clear issue. They're so young, aren't they?
Yeah, it's very shocking. It's a very disturbing thing to see. I mean, we saw, because when you get the boys, right, you look at them, they are boys. That's the correct word for them. And we saw footage, and we talked to boys who had been involved both as victims and as perpetrators in very violent assaults. We certainly saw some films, some CCTV of staff acting very bravely to protect boys from assaults. But as I say, at that point, it's almost too late. You need the staff needed to be much more assertive in, as I say, in challenging poor behaviour early before it got out of hand, and at the same time, providing very quick kind of praise and responses for boys when they were doing things well. These aren't, these were often immature for their age, and it needed a really, it was a really skilled job managing them properly.